The politically divided U.S. Congress remains stuck over how to rein in the country's growing deficit and debt. And so far, even a powerful bipartisan supercommittee has failed in its mission to find $1.2 trillion in cuts ahead of a preset deadline. No deal by November 23rd, and automatic spending cuts to domestic programs and national defense kick in 2013. Political analyst Stuart Rothenberg says there's good reason for the deadline.
There had to be something that really forced them to make a deal. And so they set up this procedure of across-the-board cuts, including defense cuts, that they thought would be such a horrendous alternative that they would have to find agreement.
The supercommittee appears to be in trouble for the same reason agreement has eluded the full Congress in the past. Progressive Democrats fear the panel will slash social welfare programs they cherish. Independent Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont.
I will be damned if we're going to balance the budget on the backs of the elderly, the sick, the children, and the poor. That's true.
And conservative Republicans fear the supercommittee will raise taxes, something many of them oppose. Republican House Speaker John Boehner.
The Joint Select Committee has really only one option: spending cuts and entitlement reform.
Some Republicans now indicate they might be willing to include some tax increases, but wary Democrats say the ratio of spending cuts to tax hikes remains an obstacle. That's prompting some lawmakers from both parties to call on the supercommittee to go big and hammer out a bold deal of $4 trillion in cuts and tax increases. Democratic Senator Mark Warner of Virginia.
Failure can't be an option. The whole rest of the world is watching.
Some lawmakers say that if the supercommittee fails to find a solution to the impasse, that will further shake the confidence of global markets and of many Americans that Congress can resolve the nation's fiscal challenges. Cindy Sain, VOA News.